Welcome to Physics Revision with me, your GCSE tutor. Today, we're diving into one of the most practically important topics in your entire physics course, mains, electricity. This comes up almost every year in exams, and once you understand it properly, it's actually one of the most straightforward topics to score full marks on. So let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain exactly what each wire in a three-core cable does, why the live wire is dangerous even when a switch is open, and how the earth wire protects you from electric shock. You'll also know the exact numbers and color codes that examiners love to test. Ready? Let's go. Section 1, core concepts. Let's start with the big picture. In the UK, our mains electricity supply is an alternating current supply, or AC, running at 230 volts and 50 hertz. Now, what does alternating current actually mean? Unlike a battery, which gives you a steady direct current flowing in one direction, the main supply alternates. The current rapidly changes direction back and forth 50 times every second. That's the 50 hertz part. The voltage swings between positive and negative, 325 volts, but we quote the effective value as 230 volts. Examiners will credit you for knowing that the UK mains is AC at 230 volts and 50 hertz. Now, the electricity reaches your home through cables, and the cables that connect to your appliances are called three-core cables. They contain three separate wires, each with a specific job. Let's go through each one carefully because the color coding and the function of each wire are classic exam questions. Wire number one, the live wire. This is brown, remember, brown for live. The live wire carries the alternating potential difference from the supply. In other words, it's the wire that delivers the electrical energy to your appliance. The potential difference between the live wire and earth is approximately 230 volts. This is the dangerous wire. I'll come back to exactly why in a moment. Wire number two, the neutral wire. This is blue. The neutral wire completes the circuit. Current flows in through the live wire, through the appliance, and back out through the neutral wire. The neutral wire is at, or very close to, 0 volts. It's connected to earth at the power station end. Candidates sometimes confuse the neutral wire with the earth wire. Both are at 0 volts, but they have completely different jobs. Wire number three, the earth wire. This is green and yellow stripes. The earth wire is a safety wire. Under normal operating conditions, the earth wire carries no current at all. It is only there in case something goes wrong, a fault condition. If the live wire inside an appliance accidentally touches the metal casing of the appliance, the casing would become live at 230 volts. Without the earth wire, anyone touching that casing would receive a potentially fatal electric shock. But because the earth wire connects the metal casing directly to earth, which is at 0 volts, a large current flows through the earth wire instead. This large current blows the fuse or trips the circuit breaker, cutting off the supply and making the appliance safe. The earth wire is always at 0 volts.